Scott City will get the football to begin the third quarter, down 24-0, and of course down three scores to a very good Southeast Wesleyan team, especially on defense. They would be a monumental task. Scott City, unfortunately, would not be able to get that going there. They did get one first down on their initial drive of the third quarter. That was just their second first down of the game after they only had 19 yards of offense in the first half all on the ground. But they had 4-3 and outs in that first half, did the Beavers, and punted five times. They would punt after their fifth play of the drive at their own 33-yard line with 10:27 to go third quarter. The punt would not go very far. It would just be a 14-yard punt, and Southeast Wesleyan would take over at the Scott City 47-yard line. The Trojans would take advantage of short field, and their fourth score of the night with a drive starting in Scott City territory. We finished off by the legs of their quarterback, Jackson Gephardt.
8:50 to go, third quarter. Trojans with the ball, up 24-0, sweep right side. This is to Gephardt. He'll inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone. Did he sneak in the pylon? Yes. Touchdown, Southeast Wesleyan. Jackson Gephardt trots in from 15 yards out. It's 30-0, with 8:42 to go, third quarter.
The two-point conversion was good that time on the Chase Pogue run that made the score 32-0, Trojans, 8:42 to go, third quarter. That drive was a minute 45 and six plays and 47 yards. Scott City would go 3-and-out on their next series. And then on Southeast of Saline's ensuing drive, the Beaver defense would force the first turnover of the night.
3rd and 5 for the Trojans at midfield. Jackson Gephardt rolls to his right. He'll find, interception, Kevin Serrano. 45 to the 47-yard line. That is Jackson Gephardt's first interception of the year.
That was a great interception by Kevin Serrano there, his third of the year. That took the ball for Scott City to their own 47-yard line with 7:23 to go in the third quarter. It seemed like it was a very long third quarter. It just seemed like everything was kind of going in slow motion. I don't know if it was just the cold weather or we were cold outside. We were broadcasting from outside on Friday night, so we could feel the elements along with everybody else in the stands and the players on the field. But the Beavers unable to take advantage of their best field position of the night. They would go 3-and-out and go 2 yards. Punt the ball to Southeast Wesleyan. They would take over at their own 26-yard line with 5:53 to go third quarter. It'd be their longest drive of the night and be their only scoring drive of the night that they started in their own territory. That's a credit in a way to Scott City's defense when they had them pinned deep in their own territory that they would not, or they would force a turnover or force them to punt. But the Trojans marched the ball down the field, got numerous third down conversions, and Jackson Gephardt would find the end zone on the ground for a second time on the night.
Shotgun set up now. Back in the game is Bryant Banks at the running back spot. He will, our keeper by Gephardt, inside the 5, right down Broadway. Touchdown, Southeast Wesleyan. Jackson Gephardt, his second rushing touchdown of the night. This one from 14 yards out, and it's 38-0, Southeast Wesleyan with 1:24 to go, third quarter.
Gephardt's touchdown run would make it 38-0 with 1:24 to go in the third quarter from 13 yards out. And then they'd do a halfback pass, Chase Pogue to Tyler Breeding, making it 40-0. That drive for Southeast Wesleyan, by the way, was a 13-play, 74-yard drive that took 3 minutes and 29 seconds off the clock, and the Trojans would lead by the count of 40-0 over Scott City. You have to give Scott City a lot of credit in this ball game. Yes, they were down all night there, but they never gave up. Even when they were down 32-0 or 40-0, the Beavers would get the ball back on their ensuing drive at their own 32-yard line. They would have a legal procedure penalty and then a loss of yardage on the first down run. But on second down, the Beaver offense found a spark through the air, and they found a play that's worked for the first time all season long.
Second down and 16, 26-yard line. Carson Froh motion, empty backfield. The swing at left side, a tunnel screen for Isaac Trango. He gets it across the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. 45-40, 35-30, Trango right sideline, 20-10, touchdown Scott City. And they score with 22 seconds to go, third quarter. It's 40-6 for the Trojans.
Isaac Trango really showed his speed, especially going, that play was thrown, the pass was thrown left side there. He went across the grain there and got Southeast Wesleyan over pursuing and went down the right sideline. Really showed his speed there on that 74-yard touchdown reception. The extra point kick missed to the right. It was 40-6 Scott City after three quarters. And will pick up with the fourth quarter. And it wasn't a very active fourth quarter, let's just put it that way. There was one play there we'll have. But anyways, we'll come back with our fourth quarter segment up here next on WesternKansasNews.com.